Top six, top of the order here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. He's Randy Rothstein. I'm Kirby Hemish with you from the Jack Bell Press Box. As 6-2, Randy, the Flames trailing by four down to their final 12 outs and big imposing man on the mound that they got to face.
Yeah, Reed Funenstein on the mound for the Luxembourg Brewers. And he's got himself a four-run lead right now. And you got to think that that big man on the mound likes four-run leads. That's got to be kind of a big momentum builder for him right now, saying, I want the ball for the next four innings.
Safe bet, as it'll be Taylor Foray, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navratil. As Funenstein ready, first offering to Foray in there for a strike. Now, Taylor doubled, leading off the fourth, came across to score on a Cody Foray RBI single. Flames got both of their runs in the fourth inning. As a swing and a miss right there. Got the cheese by that rat, did Funenstein. As 0-2 the count, we now see some activity in the Brewer bullpen, Randy. Two men running down there. It's the drafty Andrew Schmidt and Brady Kenning. As the 0-2 pitch from Funenstein just off the corner right there moves our count to 1-2. It looks like it will be Kenning doing the throwing, Schmidt doing the catching down there. So Brady Kenning, potentially our next man up for Luxembourg. As Funenstein ready, his 1-2 pitch to Foray. That's missing right there. Now 2-2. 2-2 the count. Big right-hander ready. Comes back, his 2-2 pitch is hit in the air, softly right to Ethan Fruth at short. He makes the easy catch to retire Taylor Foray for out number one. Bring Isaac. Oops, sorry, Randy.
Good spot there by Reed on that pitch, Kirby. He had him on a 2-2 count, and Taylor Foray basically having to protect the plate in that situation.
Either put that swing on it or look at strike three.
Yep.
Brings Isaac Nett to the plate. Reed's kept Isaac off the bases today, which is music to the Brewer ears as the first pitch missing for a ball. Called Eric Terrace a pest in the first game once he's on. Isaac Nett kind of cut from that same cloth. As the 1-0 pitch, that buzzes up and in on Nett. Now 2-0. Bounce out to second baseman Clark in the first inning. A fly out to the right fielder JT Harn in the fourth inning. Funenstein falls behind at 2-0. Reed right back, 2-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike with the off speed. Now 2-1. Two in the fourth for Farming. Lux went one in the second and four in the fourth. Another one coming across in the fifth for their six. As this pitch is hit in the air to left field, got under it. Sam Eiton drifting over, making the catch in the gap. A couple soft flyouts for two quick ones for the Flames here in their top half of the sixth inning. That'll bring Big E to the plate. That is Ethan Navratil. It's Navratil coming up with nobody on. Speaking of music to the Brewers' ears.
That's the way you want Ethan to come to the plate. You got it.
He steps in. Funenstein ready. His first offering to DJ Krohn. That off-speed pitch hits that corner. Nick Burscheidt is giving Funenstein that late backdoor breaking ball. One strike the count. The wind picking up pretty good now. Pretty stiff out to, what would you say, straight right? Or is that still right center?
No, I think it's still right center.
Okay.
That is a strong east, maybe a little southeast wind, but those are rain winds, Kirby.
Oh, no. Yep. As the 1-1 pitch swung through right there from Navratil. He's in a hole at 1-2.
I have put off even looking at the radar because I don't want to jinx us at all.
You?
Yes, me.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I know. I was looking at it at 4:45 this morning, trust me.
But Mr. Radar.
Yeah.
1-2 the count in Navratil. Two away here in the top of the sixth inning for Farming. As Funenstein's 1-2, missing high, moves it to 2-2. Well, there you go. Now, there goes your rain wind. It's now just dancing in right center. Not that stiff blowout. What did I say last night? You weren't counting stars. Kind of soft kiss of a wind.
The one disadvantage.
2-2 pitch hit on the ground. Machinski dives on a backhand. He can't get it. Clark's there. Flips to Funnenstein in time.
Nice
play by Connor Clark. And good job, PFPs, by Reed Funnenstein to get over. 4-1 on the putout and 3-up, 3-down for Farming in the sixth. They go in order. And after 5.5, scoreboard still reads 6-2 in favor of Lux. Bottom of the sixth coming up in 1 minute. It's Regions Baseball. It's your home for Regions. It's KASM.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbunk Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, we're always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Bottom six, top of the order for the Brewers. This game brought to you by our sports boosters here on KASM, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, between Richmond and Cold Spring, IPM Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dole, Century 21, First Realty, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, as Luke Harn steps in and looks at a first pitch ball from Sammy Hupfer, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub, as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Luke did not like that one. Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank, and Insurance Agency, as Harn taps one up the first baseline, as it's fielded by Tyler Schrader. Easily wins the race to the bag for out number one. That'll bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Gilliland Chevrolet, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Pep's Pork, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwald Pub, and El Rosa Lumber Company. First pitch swinging is Ethan Fruth. Hits it on the ground towards second. Braden Eich is there. He easily flips it over to Tyler Schrader. And two quick ones for the Brewers in their bottom half of the sixth inning. That'll bring Derek Orth to the plate. As Hupfer, the draftee from Lake Henry, Mr. DePuccio, you said this kid's name about, 11 out of the 13 weeks?
Probably. I would say at least that.
Sammy was a mighty man for Keith Leeser and Lake Henry this year. His first pitch ball to Derek Orth. Orth 0 for 2 on the day with a walk. Right-hander right back. That pitch is hit in the air to right field softly. Mergen coming on. Long run for Mergen, but he makes the catch and a quick, easy one for Sam Hupfer, retiring the Brewers in order here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're still at 6-2, and we've played six. We're going to take a one-minute timeout, come back, see what the seventh brings. That is in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Top seven we go here at CSBP, and it is Cody Ferre, Brad Mergen, Braden Eich due up. Their third kick at the can against Reed Funnenstein, pitching with that four-run advantage for Luxembourg. Off-speed pitch missing inside to Ferre. Cody bounced out to shortstop Ethan Fruth and had that RBI single up the first base line. One for two on the day, 1-0 pitch. That snaps in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count as Funnenstein starting his seventh inning of work for Corey Wenz and the Brewers as this pitch is hit down the right field line. That ball will twist foul and make its way off of the bullpen backstop, which is currently unattended by Luxembourg. 1-2 the count to Cody Ferre. Funnenstein right back. His 1-2 pitch. That's missing high for a ball. Now 2-2. 2-2 the count. Same D for Lux. Orth over at third. Fruth at second. Swing and a miss right there from Cody Ferre. He's out on strikes for out number one. Strikeout number six for Luxembourg. Pitcher Reed Funnenstein. That'll bring Brad Mergen to the plate. At second base, Connor Clark still out there. And at first, it is Isaac Machinsky. In left, Sam Eiton. Center field, Luke Harn. Right field, JT Harn. Catching today is DJ Krohn. Reed Funnenstein still pitching. First pitch missing for a ball to Brad Mergen. Winner of this one, Randy, is going to play tonight against St. Martin with a state tournament berth on the line. 7:30, the scheduled start time. As Funnenstein right back is one strike pitch. Mergen tagging this one to left center. That ball will split the gap. Eiton cuts it off before the wall, throws it in quickly, and it is a one-out single for the Flame-designated hitter. Just kind of taking what they give you right there and flipping it the other way.
I mean, I talked about a little last night, too, Kirby, this field here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's immaculate. I mean, they had to pump a lot of water on it to get it this nice and green for region tournaments. But we're not seeing balls hit that turf and run. They're hitting the ground and stopping a lot of times.
Other than the Primus double, which had some stank on it last night, I think you're right. Everything's pretty much stayed where it got hit. So one on, one out. Braden Eich to the plate. Sixth spot in the Flame order. Is that pitch missing inside for a ball? Loser of this game will move to the loser's bracket, of course, and they will play the dessert game tomorrow, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They will take on Spring Hill in a elimination game. 1-0 the count. Funnenstein's 1-0 pitch missing low to Eich. Braden today bounced out to Isaac Machinsky. He also was walked and then was caught stealing. Two and oh the count. Aboard at first is Brad Mergen. Right-hander Funnenstein, his 2-0 pitch. That off-speed snaps in there nicely. You miss with your fastball and you can just go back to that thing? Must be rough, huh?
Yeah. I mean, these two teams are just matched up very well, in my opinion. It's like farming. They've got that comeback in them. They know how to come back. They know how to score some runs yet, so you can't cut them any slack here.
No, those sticks aren't done until they're shaking hands.
No.
3-1 the count to Eich. Tyler Schrader on deck. It's a 6-2 ball game right now. Funnenstein laboring a bit here in the seventh. His pitch is 3-1. That'll miss inside, and it's first and second.
I think
it hit him.
Yeah, that's why they dead balled it there.
Now our third three-ball hit-by-pitch of the tournament
it was.
Already?
I mean, no digging in, Kirby.
You realize if you just get out of the way, you get to go to first base, too.
Yep.
It's not a new rule or anything, because we're going to get a pinch runner out of the dugout. That's number 34. Number 34, Kobe Mergen. So Mergen for Mergen. It's Kobe running for Brad. That will bring Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler thus far today, strikeout in the third, flew out to center fielder Luke Harn in the fifth, 0 for 2. For Tyler, Wachinski playing behind Eink at first as the first pitch. That's hit in the air, deep to center field. Harn going back, a little harder going back now. He will make the catch on the run. Good base running by Kobe Mergen tagging up. He will reach third. Schrader gave it a ride, Randy, but for the 40th time this weekend, it's a lot of ballpark out there.
365 or 370 just about. Yeah. Hit it a long way. Like you said, in most Stearns County parks, that's out.
Yeah, I mean, Roscoe, Spring Hill, Farming, that's probably out of here.
Yep.
That's giving it a shot, but it's a big boy park here today. Tyler hit the ball pretty far his second time up, too.
Yes, he did. Yep.
He's seen it well out of Funnenstein's hands, just getting a little bit under it. So first and third, two down. Aaron Eink to the plate. First offering to Eink. Breaking ball. That gets past Krohn. Here comes Mergen. Krohn's throw. No throw. Sliding across to score is Kobe Mergen. And that makes it a 6-3 ball game. Advancing to second base is Braden Eink on that wild pitch. And cross-up potentially there? Because DJ and Reed kind of looked at each other like, hey, sorry. You know, yep. I don't think they were on the same page.
Yeah, DJ, you can tell by just his facial expression, not very happy with maybe what happened there.
So 1-0 the count to Aaron Eink. And at second, it's Braden Eink now. Aaron trying to knock in the other Eink. The 1-0 pitch, that's in at the knees for a strike. Eink today, couple bounce outs softly to second baseman Connor Clark. 6-3 our score right now as the Flames punching back here in the seventh. As this pitch is missing low, that gets past Krohn again, but Braden Eink with a tough read there. As they check at second base, this always kills me, Randy.
I know.
They check at Tim Pratt at second base.
Did he go
base.
Around?
At second? How could he tell?
It's not a legit appeal.
If it's first.
They should ask the catcher. I mean, give me an honest answer for crying out loud.
Aaron Eink was shaking his head no the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Tim Pratt agreed with it.
Goes both ways. I mean, each catcher can decide.
Yeah. 2-1 the count. That pitch snaps in there nicely for a strike. Evens it up at 2-2. Farming pushed one across here on that wild pitch. They're looking to get another one. Nibble into this Luxembourg lead here in the seventh inning. Running out of outs. They're down to their final seven as the 2-2 from Funnenstein. That's tapped on the mound. Funnenstein fields. Throws to Machinski low, and Isaac's unable to get it as it'll be an error on Funnenstein. Braden Eink stops at third base after a big turn, and the inning continues on the first error of the afternoon for Luxembourg.
Reed kind of short-armed that to first base, just a quick little toss, and the one hop, Isaac Machinski just could not come up with it at first.
Hitting for Will Mergen will be number 17, Josh Becker for Farming.
Josh Becker, former Avon Laker.
So Dale Schrader going to the well, seeing if he can get a little spark off the bench. Will Mergen was 0 for 2. So Aaron Eink at first, Braden Eink at third. Tying run into the box in the form of Josh Becker. First pitch missing up and away from Funnenstein. That pitch count's got to be close to the old triple digits now,
it's
huh?
It's getting there.
1-0 to Becker. Two down here. Farming with one in and two on. Funnenstein set. The right-hander's 1-0 pitch. That is tapped foul at home plate. Evens our count up at 1-1. Did the guys switch teams as much when you played as they do now?
No.
Didn't think so.
No.
Seems like every team's got guys who played for other guys. Some teams got a lot of them. 1-1 the count. Eink with his lead at first. Aaron stays put. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed snaps in there so nicely from Reed Funnenstein. He's a strike away from putting a pin in it here in the seventh. 1-2 the count. The right-hander set. Krohn setting up down and away. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on and missed as he gets the heater by Josh Becker. for out number three and strikeout number seven for Reed Funnenstein. That does it for Farming in the seventh. They push one across, scoring one run on one hit. There was one Luxembourg error. Runners left on the corners. Stretch time here in Cold Spring. 6-3 scoreboard now reads on to the bottom of the seventh inning, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Bottom seven we go here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's Reed Funnenstein looking at a first pitch ball from Sammy Hupfer. Hupfer starting his third full inning of relief work of Brad Mergen as Funnenstein swings through. The fastball from Hupfer. We see some heat turned up again in the Luxembourg Brewer bullpen, Randy. As 1-1 the count, Hupfer's 1-1 pitch. Funnenstein hits it on the ground. Fielded at short by Taylor Frey. Throw across the diamond in time to retire Funnenstein 6-3 for out number one.
Sam Hupfer's done a great job coming in relief of starter Brad Mergen. The very first inning, he had given up a run.
Give up that run in the fifth, yeah. Yep. And then a quick sixth inning. Isaac Machinski to the plate as he smashes one right at Braden Ike and past Braden Ike. Tough play right there. It's a base knock on a hard hit ball for Isaac Machinski.
Yeah, and it's a ball, Kirby, that Braden tried to field it to the side of him. You got to slide the body over. Slide it over and take your lumps. Take your lumps. This is the big stage. And we talk about a third baseman just going down and using that chest as kind of like a catcher does. And that's a ball, too. A second baseman's got to probably do that.
They give an error on the scoreboard there? How many errors you got for Farming? I only have the one.
Yeah, I've just got the one as well.
So they're going air?
Going air.
Should I go air?
Go air.
I'll go air. Sorry, Isaac. You do not have a single. Error on Braden Ike as the runner at first base for Luxembourg is Tyler Stang as this ball lifted in the air to right field, making the catch. I believe that staying in the game out there in right field is Kobe Mergen. He'll make the grab. Staying is Josh Becker in right field. Retires Josh Lenko on a fly out to right. So two down. That'll bring Sam Eiten to the plate. That's not Will Mergen out there, is it?
No, it's not Will. That's Becker. That is Becker.
So two gone, runner aboard, as Hopfer's first offering to Eiten, missing low for a ball. These innings could be very valuable for Farming if Hopfer falls on the sword here. Go into tomorrow afternoon's potential loser's bracket game. Maybe getting ahead of myself, or even going into tonight's winner's bracket game if you're Farming, if they come back and win and you still have Winkles and Navratil to throw.
I mean, the winner of this ball game gets what, maybe a three-and-a-half-hour break?
A little nap time.
Yep.
1-1 pitch to Eiten. That's smashed into right. Solid knock right there. We'll see as Tyler Stang stops at second base. Throwback in from the outfielder Josh Becker. Two-out single right there for Sam Eiten, who now has three knocks on the day, Randy. Two runs scored. Sammy, looking for a cap or what?
He's looking for that coveted chasm cap, and he's one of the leaders right now in that bid for it.
So two away. Connor Clark to the plate. First offering to Clark. He is in there for a strike. Sam Eiten likes to hit. I remember my brother telling me when he drafted Sam Eiten, they had a practice before the state tournament, And this is when draftees could not hit in the state tournament. He said, "Do you mind if I take a couple rounds of BP?" And Reese said to him, "Well, I guess if you if you really want to, you have 0% chance of hitting in a game, but knock yourself out." Pitch missing for a ball to Clark. Hopper's next offering. That's up the middle. That will sneak into center field. Taking his helmet off is staying at third. He's just holding his helmet. And he checks in at third base. A little station-to-station baseball right there. I looked up at the pinch runner, Tyler Sang. He's running with his helmet in his hand, Randy. So didn't look like he was all that interested in making his way home. And it'll be up to DJ Krohn here with the bases loaded and two outs.
Big position here, a big time of the game for DJ Krohn. And yeah, he's come up a few times today already with runners on.
Been a busy guy in that nine spot for the Brewers as Hopford drops a curveball in there to DJ Krohn. Running at third for Machinski is Tyler Stang. At second base, Sam Eiten. First base, Connor Clark. Hopford right back. His one-strike pitch, that's fouled right back into the netting, moving our count to 0-2. Hopper trying to keep it at 6-3. Luxembourg trying to tack on once again. Every time the Flames have, the only other time they have scored, Lux came back with a couple. 0-2 pitch from Hopper, just off the plate right there. Good nibble from Sam Hopper. Moves our count to 1-2. As Hupfer ready, the Lake Henry ready. His 1-2 pitch, that's fouled into the netting once again. Krohn doing a nice job staying alive. Count stays put at 1-2. Bases loaded full of Brewers, leading by three here, bottom seven. Looking for some insurance. 1-2 pitch, that is missing down right there. We'll move us to 2-2. Good take by the young man, DJ Krohn. 2-2 the count. Farming trying to get back to the bat rack and see if they can nibble into this lead. 2-2 pitch. That is fouled at home plate off of Cody Foray. Count stays at 2-2.
Yeah, I don't know where Cody took that, but DJ Krohn just backing out of the box, giving Cody a little extra time.
Catcher stuff, right?
You got it.
2-2 pitch. That's missing down and away, and he filled it up. What you didn't want to do. Eiten's going to get a free head start at second, as is Clark at first. Gap shot could double up the lead here, Runtz. Hop for ready. Here he comes. Payoff pitch, 3-2. That's hit in the air to short center field. Net coming on. Still coming on and makes the catch to retire DJ Krohn. Nice battle right there between Hupfer and Krohn. Advantage, Sammy Hupfer. Puts another zero up there. No runs on two hits. There was a Lux error. Three runners left on base. There was a Farming error, excuse me. We've played seven. 6-3 our score. To the eighth. Coming up in a minute on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
To the eighth we go, and And for the final two frames here at Cold Spring Baseball Park, it's Randy Rothstein.
Reed Funnenstein gets the top of the order for the Farming Flames. Taylor Ferre, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navarchil. 6-3 our score. It is Luxembourg out in front of Farming. Luxembourg comes in as the number one seed out of the Central Valley League. And Farming, they had that playoff game with Pearl Lake and defeating Pearl Lake in 11. Taylor Ferre follows the first pitch back and out of play. And the count 0-1 to Taylor. What's Taylor done at the plate so far today? 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. That was back in the fourth inning. Funnenstein rocks and fires curveball. Ferre drives it to right field. Coming in a few steps and now going back a few steps is right fielder JT Harn. He makes a catch.
That is not a fun feeling as an outfielder, no. Randy, where you're in. No, back. But he makes the catch. For those scoring at home, which over all the years I doubt anyone ever has been, Randy, we did get a correction. Isaac Machinsky hit that I called a single and then was told to change to an error. Is ruled a single, so three hits for Luxembourg, giving them 10 on the afternoon.
Isaac Nett, the 0-for today, 0-for-3 against Reed Funnenstein. The first pitch to Isaac's a ball outside, 1-0. Last night, Richmond defeated the Cold Spring Rockies 6-4. Earlier today, St. Martin, 2-1 over Spring Hill. A walk-off hit by Tanner Arsenault in the bottom of the ninth inning gave the Martins that 2-1 victory. Here at 6-3 Luxembourg, we're in the top of the eighth inning. A ball to Nett and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Funnenstein delivers. There's a strike call to Isaac Nett in 2-1. Boy, that was a good-looking breaking ball on 2-0.
Well, you think you have the advantage in 2-0, and all right, good time to hit right here. And he comes back with that nasty thing. Like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't swing. Yeah. 2-1. Nett will take a pitch a little bit high in the strike zone.
What?
DJ Krohn looking back to Nick Burscheid.
I think Reed is thinking what I'm thinking. Look at Luke Harn in center field. He's got his arms out. That, I think he missed middle right there, Randy.
Yeah, 3-1 to count to net. Isaac will foul this one back and out of play.
Nothing.
Middle of the road.
All right.
Yeah, nothing for Leo there. It's more personal, though, folks.
That Blazer.
It's more personal. That Trailblazer is just sitting over there.
Itching to get over to Leo's.
It does not have a target on it. Here's Nick. Ground ball to second. Nice hop for Clark on that second or third hop. I don't know what it was, but it came up nice for Connor, and he throws Nett out 4-3.
Sunday hop on Saturday afternoon. It looked like it had enough eyes and legs to get into right field for a base knock for Isaac, but like you said, just a candy hop right up to his chest, and all your momentum and energy is going to first that direction anyway, and quick little dart shot over to Machinsky, and two quick ones for the top of the Flame order here in the eighth.
Funnenstein's picked up the 1-2 hitters, able to get him out here in the eighth inning. And a lot of times you see those hitters coming up in the ninth. Reed's looking to get through him in the eighth already. Here's Ethan at the plate. Ethan on the afternoon, 1-for-3, base hit and run scored in the fourth. Pitch to Ethan, a ball outside. Now the count at 2-0 to Ethan Navarchil. 2-0 the count. Luxembourg's infield pretty much playing straight away, although Clark at second back a little bit on the grass. Pitch inside to Ethan and the count 3-0. Cody Ferre on deck.
Funnenstein has one walk on the afternoon, and he hasn't even been close on these three to Navarchil.
Pitch a called strike on the outside corner in 3-1.
Somewhere in the baby blue faithful, someone saying that 3-0 is not automatic.
Yeah, Reed has walked one, hit one, given up the four hits to Farming so far today. Fastball a little bit low, and that'll be his second walk of the day. On to first goes Ethan Navarchil and Cody Ferre. He had those shin pads on yet. He's got to take those off as he makes his way to the plate, the Farming catcher. Cody is 1-for-3 so far today.
Flames got to get getting, Randy, getting late early here for Farming, down to their final four outs. Get a couple guys moving here. Put a rally together. Otherwise, might be looking at kind of the bottom of the order to get to the ninth.
I like the thoughts here. You look at the left fielder, that's Sammy Eiton.
No
doubles. He actually backed up three or four steps. It's like this late in the game, nothing's going to get over my head now. No. If it's in front of me, okay, we accept it.
Give him one base in front of me, not two behind me.
Pitch a ball to Cody Ferre, 1-0.
He is deep.
He is deep. I know. When I saw him back up, here's Ferre, fly ball to right field. Near the line, Harn in foul ground, makes the catch as he goes into foul ground. And there you go. Everything's in play in foul ground.
Run until you can't.
Farming, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on, 7.5. It's Luxembourg 6, Farming 3. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
On your Sunday drive or your quick trip to town, you may have noticed a new color of TMR mixer in the lot at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center. Well, that yellow one is the Vermeer brand. Vermeer had purchased Schuler Manufacturing almost 2 years ago, and they have just recently made the transition of color to yellow. Vermeer offers the same high-quality equipment and will still be manufactured in Iowa. Stop in or give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 for more information.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Bottom of the eighth inning from Cold Spring Baseball Park, 6-3, Luxembourg leading the Farming Flames. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you this afternoon. Scott Stevens producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. For those of us that know what happens on CASM on a Saturday afternoon, typically the Catholic Mass played at 5:30. We're going to get that Catholic Mass as soon as this ball game is over today. That'll go for a half hour between this game and the New Munich and Meyer Grove games. So, Scott, just know that as soon as we send it back to you, we'll get into that Catholic Mass, and hopefully we're on target that we get everything in perfectly. Right,
that's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's what we aim for.
Top of the order for Luxembourg here in the eighth inning. That is Luke Harn at the plate. Luke takes a ball and now fouls one off from Sam Hupfer, and the count at a ball and a strike.
Good leadoff hitter, 2-for-4 on the day. Knocked in a run back in that big four-run Lux fourth.
That's the difference right now, that four-run fourth, and the pitch from Hupfer outside, a ball, 2-1. That inning saw four runs on four hits. Couple hit batters. Harn pops this one up to third. Ethan Navratil doing his best little two-step, makes the catch for the out.
Pop-ups have been an adventure in the tournament. That's no breaking news right there. Navratil seemed to have that one measured.
Bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. Ethan on the afternoon, 0-for-3. And he'll foul this one back, and 0-1.
I heard the roof, so I'm sure your car's okay.
Yep, absolutely. We're all right. 0-1 the count, one out. Sammy Hupfer delivers that one a little bit low in the strike zone, and the count, one ball, one strike.
The activity in the Brewer pen has subsided, so it's either the decision has been made or still Funenstein's ball.
Pitch outside a ball, 2-1. If you come to Cold Spring, of course, they have the concession stands, the beverages. The wind is not correct today to be blowing that smell of food our way. It's blowing it all towards Richmond. So I'm sure those in Richmond are getting a whiff of onions and cheeseburgers frying and nachos.
Just reeling them in, huh?
Yeah, 2-2. Here's a line drive down the left field line, that hits the light tower and drops foul, and the count stays 2-2. 2-2 the count to Ethan Fruth, Derek Orth on deck. Up for ready. Pitch, there's strike three called, and Fruth gets caught looking.
First strikeout for Sammy. As mentioned it a few times, right now he's given up one run in 3 2/3, Randy, so doing his job, everything he's been asked of to do by manager Dale Schrader.
You bet. One run on four hits so far. Up to Sam Hupfer, the first pitch to Derek Orth, a little bit outside in the count, 1-0.
10 hits for Lux here today. Just four for the Swinging Flames.
Ortho fly ball to shallow left field. Coming hard, Aaron Ike. Aaron will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Luxembourg in the eighth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played eight in Cold Spring. 6-3 Luxembourg. We're back top of the ninth. Coming up next here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah. Top of the ninth inning, Reed Funenstein with the baseball facing a designated hitter, Brad Mergen. You know, Brad, I don't know what he did. He talked to the umpire. He already batted after he was out of the game. You know, as the pitcher.
So in that pitcher DH rule, you are allowed to, you get to re-enter as a pitcher and as a DH.
Okay.
So he could come back in and pitch yet in this game because that 10 spot, which he's hitting for himself.
Do you think that's what he told the umpire maybe there that?
Did they run for Brad? Yeah, they ran for Brad. So he's just re-entering.
Ah, that's the.
He's saying 15 back in for 34.
Got it. Okay.
Funenstein back out on the mound, Randy. Just dance with the one who brought you, huh?
Yep. 1-1 the count to Brad Mergen. He rips it foul right by the first base dugout and the count of ball and two strikes. It'll be Mergen, Braden Eink, and Tyler Schrader. Farming's last chance here to at least get even and take the lead in the ninth inning. They trail by 3 runs, 6-3. Pitch is called strike 3, and Brad Mergen gets caught looking. So Reed Funenstein adding to his strikeout total.
That's 8 on by my count. He's been great. I mean, he had the 3 runs he's given up. They had the air. Did that air cost him? He had the air.
Yes.
What cost him. So he's got no one to blame but the man in the mirror. So it's he's been great today as advertised. I haven't seen him throw for a couple years. I remember a few years ago Lux was playing the eventual state champion, Plato, Chris Odegaard, down in the state tournament, New Prague, and Funenstein and Odegaard were just dealing back and forth. And
yeah.
Odegaard ended up hitting like a game-winning double. So
remember
it was a 1-0 game. Yeah, he's as advertised. As I said, this guy's good.
1-1 the count to Braden Eink. Eink will foul this one back into the net here at Cold Spring Baseball Park in the count 1-2 now. Meyer Grove, New Munich, they're waiting patiently. In the wings, they're set to bring us our final first round game. That'll come up right around 5:30 this afternoon. The pitch is outside and low, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Funenstein ready. Pitch, and Braden Eink will follow this back and out of play. Count stays at 2-2.
Young man got hit by a pitch, but Andy walked earlier. He's what I'm alluding to basically is Braden Eink has battled all of his at bats today.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't seem super overmatched. He's 0-1, but it's nothing crazy. Tough, staying tough in there.
One out, no one on for Farming here in the ninth. Funenstein's pitch. Eink can pop up over in foul ground again. That's going to go out of play. The count at 2-2. Kimball and the Sartell Stone Ponies tied 4-4 in the sixth.
Comeback for the Ponies.
Stone Ponies have come back there. Yep, that's in 11C.
How do you think they ever came up with that name?
I don't know where the reference is, the Stone Ponies. I don't know.
I think that I heard once upon a time that that's a bar out east somewhere, and by out east I mean like New York City.
Sure.
And their team creator, that Jeff Ammon, said, let's call our team that.
And Ink swings through and foul tips it into the mitt of Crone, and he is out on strikes.
You ever heard the expression that he's gotten stronger?
Yeah. Well, he had the innings in there. He had the fourth inning where he struggled, and actually the seventh inning where Reed struggled through a lot of pitches. And
yeah.
I know you made a point of note maybe in the eighth inning that he was probably in that triple-digit pitch count already. And I would say he's up to that 120 or something like that.
So would you say right now it's more of emptying the tank when he's got that zip on the heater?
Right on. Here's a ground ball by Schrader to second. Clark up with it over to first. Luxembourg has done it this afternoon, defeated the Farming Flames 6-3. Nothing across for Farming. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score this afternoon, Luxembourg 6, Farming 3. All right, we're going to send it back to our studios for 2.5 minutes. We'll be back. It's our hat, our actually player of the game coming up here, and we'll recap this ball game in 2.5.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Eckerfeed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Game number 3 in Region 15C goes to the Luxembourg Brewers as they defeat the Farming Flames this afternoon by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. They left 7. 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Farming. They left 4. Kirby Hemish, the winning pitcher, Reed Funnenstein, did what he needed to do today.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He goes the distance. He gives up 3 runs, 2 of which were earned. The other unearned run would be coming off of his error. But a four-hitter in regions against that farming lineup. Tip of the cap.
Yeah, 9 strikeouts per read, so congratulations to him. Brad Murgan will take the loss for the Farming Flames this afternoon. So that means that Luxembourg gets St. Martin tonight at 7:30. We'll have that game following the New Munich and Meyer Grove game. Farming will take on Spring Hill tomorrow in an elimination game. That's where we're at. We eliminate two teams tomorrow. Kirby, time to name our player of the game. And to Luxembourg it goes, the coveted chasm hat.
I liked the game of left fielder Sam Eiten. Sorry, Reed Funenstein. You won this weekend. You will have an opportunity to play again next weekend. You have a kick at the can for that hat next weekend. But I just liked his game. He scored 2 runs. He had 3 singles. He stole a bag. He just... kind of sharp base running out there, that throw down to second base on a steal, and he saw the throw was coming down. He came home, made nice plays in left. I liked where he played in left. He just all around a great game, and Sam Eiten's our chasm coveted cap player of the game. Congratulations to Sam.
Congratulations, Sam, and we'll get a picture of you down on the field. So game number 3 is coming up, or actually game number 3 of the day is coming up next. We've got 2 in the bucket already, Curb. It's Meyer Grove, New Munich, a battle of the Stearns County North teams, and we'll get to that here in about 35 to 40 minutes. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork and Rose Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet over in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joseph, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Odd Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo in New London, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and New Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie. We have Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21, First Realtor. Also bringing us baseball, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, right on the golf course, Rich Spring Golf Course here between Richmond and Cold Spring, and Westside Liquor of Waite Park. 6-3 your final, Luxembourg over Farming. We'll be back here in about 35 to 40 minutes with game number 4 in our brackets. That's all coming up. Scott has the Catholic Mass for you. That's coming up next from the St. Cloud Diocese. It's all yours, Scott.